He watched her work it out. Was she amused, frightened, or confused? She glanced at his Armani sweater again, then the puppy. Trickster, he was starting to like Trickster, and decided to go with amused. Sounds exciting. Very hush-hush.
Oh, it is. And you?
Recently divorced. He had money, now I'm spending it.
Congratulations. No kids to worry about.
Fortunately not. Or maybe unfortunately, there's a lot more money in child support.
Indeed, unfortunate.
He agreed. Her eyes were warm, practically glowing as they caressed his chest.
Maybe we could have dinner sometime, he said.
Those were the magic words. The woman whipped out a card with her name and number like a seasoned pro. He slid it into his pocket and promised that he would call her. Trickster was now peeing on a newspaper stand. Not quite so attractive, so Mr. Bozu tugged on the puppy and they headed on their way. He eyed the map again. 6 blocks later, they were there. It was a lovely street, tiny, tucked deep within a maze of roads in downtown Boston. Clearly residential here. The lower level offered a corner grocer, florist, a tiny deli. Upstairs were the apartments. He counted from left to right until he found the number he was looking for. Then he eyed his notes once more. Okay, all was well. He found a bench by the corner grocer. He tapped the empty place beside him, and Trickster jumped up, curling up beside his leg. The puppy made a long, soft sigh, obviously winding down from another hard session of busy puppy work. The man smiled. He still remembered his first dog, Popeye, a cute little terrier his father had brought home reluctantly from some guy at work. Neither of his parents had been into dogs, but a boy needed a dog, so they brought home a dog. Mr. Bozu was given its complete care, and his mother learned to sigh and blink hard when Popeye chewed up her favorite shoes, then went to work on the plastic-covered sofa. Popeye had been a good dog. They'd run together through the neighborhood, playing endless games of fetch and diving through big piles of leaves. Mr. Bozu knew what people expected of a guy like him, but he'd never hurt his dog. Never even thought about it. In the silent little house where he grew up, Popeye had been his best friend. It lasted 5 years, until the day Popeye rushed into the street after a squirrel and got flattened by Mrs. Mackey's Buick sedan. Mr. Bozu remembered Mrs. Mackey's horrified scream, then watching his little dog twitching in the throes of death. There had never even been a question of bringing Popeye to the vet. It had been that bad. Mr. Bozu had wrapped Popeye in his favorite T-shirt. Then he'd dug a hole in the backyard, burying his dog himself. He hadn't cried. His father had been very proud of him. Mr. Bozu went to bed early that night, but never slept. He lay wide-eyed in his twin-sized bed, wishing his dog would return to him.